Actually, we help people set up a content strategy. So you need to have an idea of, you know, what's your content going to be and what's the strategy around it? Like, what are you doing? And one of the ways that I help people do that is we'll use like the themed idea, where like every column represents a different theme that's all tied to your overall vision of your page. So like, for example, my personal account, one column is a mixture of like tweets as well as my personal journey in life. And then one column is all my podcasts. And then one column is all just motivational content. So what that does is it creates clarity and structure for you as well as for other potential followers that are coming over. So we talk about that. So setting up your account is a really big thing. Your content, you know, the process is your content's extremely important. You want to win on Instagram today. You got to follow the trends, man. You know, like you can't just do your own thing anymore. Like unfortunately you do have to kind of play the game. Right. And so like, for example, one of the things that's working really well right now is you're seeing these like cartoon graphics being made in the entrepreneur space. And, you know, that's just an example of something that's like, when you post those, for whatever reason, the algorithm picks it up and it does really well. So following the trends and creating content to match those trends, and still having it connected to your brand and your vision, I think is a really important part. And then, you know, the last thing, man, would just be obviously like, where's, you know, the overall, like, reach of your account. You know, you want to get that up, right? You want to build the page, and there's various ways that you can do that. But you mentioned like shout outs, you know, that's just kind of one of the most common and more organic ways. And the whole idea of it is basically leveraging large brands within your niche market to promote on, you know. So if you're a business owner and you want to attract over business owners, then maybe you go and you pay for a shout out on a large account that would have a lot of, you know, business minded people that follow it. And they promote you and they drive traffic your way, kind of like a giant digital billboard in a sense, you know? So those are some of the things, man, some of the processes that people should, and what we do as well, follow in order to build a brand. Yeah.
Welcome to the Social Ray Podcast, where we highlight inspiring entrepreneurs and social media influencers who've used social media successfully to build their business and follow their passions. Discover the mindsets, strategies, and advice that will help you take your business to the next level. Now, here's your host, Raymond On.
Hey, what's up, guys? In this episode, I talk with my friend Alex Lombard, who's grown, up to 1 million followers on Instagram, and he has 100 million network in the entrepreneur space. And so I just want you guys to listen to his story of how he got into entrepreneurship, how he got into social media, and building Instagram accounts, you know, starting from zero, just like I did, and growing, you know, hundreds of thousands of followers. And now he's helping other people build their personal brand and their influence and their client base using social media. So I hope you guys are able to learn a lot from this episode with Alex. Learn just how he was able to take, a hobby, which is social media, and turn it into a business. And now he's been able to help a lot more people gain followers, gain influence. His tagline is he helps credible people build credible brands, you know, on Instagram. And so definitely check him out. He's on Vision Wall on Instagram. And so you can check out his profile and just learn just kind of his journey as an entrepreneur, how he was able to build a successful business from scratch, and kind of learn how he, you know, was able to make it from starting with nothing. And so hopefully that encouraged you guys. And if you have any questions, feel free to ask me or Alex. And I hope you guys enjoy this interview with Alex Lombard, the creator of Vision Wall. All right, what's up, Alex? Thanks for hopping on this call. This is an episode with Alex Lombard. He's the CEO of Vision Wall and Bigger 8. Basically, this is a marketing agency that he's created to help credible people build credible brands, especially on Instagram. And I'm not too sure if you said you do other platforms, but yeah, Instagram is what you mainly focus on. And I know you've helped a lot of people, you know, back then and now, just build, you know, quality followers on quality content. And we both got started off in the motivation entrepreneur niche, and we started growing theme pages. And I think that's kind of how I met you back in the day, like through growing theme pages. And so it's cool to see that you're still doing that. You know, obviously Instagram's a really popular platform even today. So I just kind of want you to share first, like how old you are, where you're from, where you grew up, and just kind of what you were doing before all this social media stuff. and just kind of how things turned and pivoted for you to get into this world of online business and social media.
Yeah. Cool, man. Sounds good. Sounds good. Well, thanks for having me on here. So I am 28 years old. I live out here in Scottsdale, Arizona. I'm originally from Michigan. That's where I grew up. I was born in St. Louis, Missouri, but I spent so far the majority of my life growing up in Michigan and then moved out to Scottsdale about 2.5 years ago as of right now. So been a long journey, but been a lot of fun. Absolutely love it out here in Arizona. So growing up in Michigan, you know, I like to say I was always the kid that was kind of just looking for a way out, man. You know, I love sports. I love games. I loved hanging out with friends, you know, just your typical kid stuff. But I loved all that stuff so much because what it did is it represented, you know, fun and freedom. And I remember just when I was growing up through like high school, especially, I just never really saw myself going down the path that everyone else around me was doing, which is go to school, get good grades, go apply to college, get better grades, go get a piece of paper that says now you're eligible to work at a 9-to-5 job. And, you know, you kind of work, right, 9-to-5, 5 days a week, kind of living for the weekends, you know, and you do that for 40 years, right? And the whole 40-40-40 plan, you retire 40% on your income or whatever it is. And I know it's not as popular today, but when I was growing up, you know, that was the plan. That's what you were supposed to do. You know, that's what my parents did. My friends' parents, their parents, right? That's how it worked. And so I saw that and it just didn't excite me at all, man, you know, as it doesn't most people. But the difference is that most people just accept it and they do it. Whereas with me, I was just constantly looking for that way out. I knew there was going to be a better option. I just knew that I had to figure something else out. And so throughout high school, man, I was the kid that was just doing anything and everything I could, you know, whether it was thinking I'd be the next pro paintballer, pro snowboarder, pro hockey player, whatever. You know, I tried so many different things. And along that journey, you know, before I share that, I know kind of telling my story more, I go into college because that's just the only path I knew. It's what everyone else did. I was in school, man, and, you know, I just didn't like it. It wasn't for me at all. When I was in college, you know, towards the end of my college years, when I actually got introduced at 21 years old to the world of entrepreneurship. And that radically changed my life. You know, at 21, I got introduced to young kids that were younger than me, 18, 19 years old, that were making 6 and even 7 figures, traveling the world, you know, living life on their own terms. And it just totally blew open the doors of what was possible. And I was like, man, this is it. This is my way out. And so I linked arms with them, partnered in that business. It was a direct selling network marketing industry. Didn't know what that was at the time. So was totally open to it, as I know a lot of times people aren't. But it radically changed my life, man. I got started in that business and, you know, it really built the foundation for who I am today in terms of it introduced me to I was in like a health and wellness company. So I got introduced to health and wellness, changed my habits completely in that aspect. It introduced me to personal development, to Tony Robbins, Bob Proctor. It got me reading books. It got me to learn sales, you know, to learn how to step out of my comfort zone and, you know, and talk to people. It taught me how to communicate effectively. I mean, just so many things. I could go on forever, but it really built the foundation of my life and just my business and skill sets today. And so I'm super grateful for it. I'm not involved in the industry anymore. But the one thing that industry did related to this podcast and just again into my life that really changed everything was it's what actually got me into Instagram, into social media. I started on Instagram back in 2014. It wasn't as popular and as sexy as it is today. There wasn't a whole lot of features. It was really just, you know, posts. That's about it. There was no stories or videos or anything like that. And I got started with it, man, because I saw an opportunity to leverage the platform to actually enroll more, you know, business minded people into my business at the time. That was kind of the idea. That was the goal. And I knew that if I wanted to, you know, attract over those type of like-minded individuals, I had to get into the motivational, you know, kind of space, which is what I'm still involved with today, more of the motivational quotes, you know, an entrepreneur kind of vibe. And so I got on the platform, man, and very quickly started getting connected, you know, to a lot of people within Instagram, the Instagram world. And, you know, I realized very soon that this was much bigger than, you know, just trying to recruit somebody and that I could actually you know, make money just from Instagram, like building a platform, building a brand, you know, and learning how to sell products online, like all that stuff really just kind of opened up. And the thing is, dude, is that I just stuck with it. You know, like I've been on the platform for 7 years, you know what I mean? Like I've been doing it every day for 7 years. And so that's why I've been able to, you know, see the results that I've seen. And so, you know, you fast forward to today, man. And so a few years ago, I started up an agency with a couple of my friends. You mentioned at the beginning, it's called Invigorate. We actually no longer do that anymore. But what it did is that got me into the agency space where I started bringing on clients, started helping people grow, saw an opportunity there, realized that there was a big demand in the market for, you know, people that wanted to build Instagram accounts. And so we offered that as services. Then a few years later, to now, I decided to go my own way, launched my own agency, which today is called Vision Wall Inc. And the whole idea of it is I've taken everything I've learned over the last 7 years on Instagram, what works, what doesn't work. And I basically, in just studying a lot of the bigger, more high caliber players on the platform as well. And I basically offer services that are a little bit more custom and individualized, you know, for what I call like high caliber entrepreneurs, right? So people that are already credible, that have already built successful businesses, that want to and understand the power of now building and investing into an actual brand online. And so I help them go and we do that. So, yeah, man, that's kind of the story. That's the journey.
Awesome. So, you know, you said 21 was when you first linked up with these health and wellness experts and that was network marketing. And so that was kind of when the shift happened for you for entrepreneurship, like 21.
Yeah.
21. Okay. And then, so you said you did go to college. What did you study?
I went to a community college first, and then I went to Eastern Michigan University, and it was right by my house in Michigan. And I got a degree in sports management, which my That's own weird. Counselor told me pretty much means nothing.
Okay, sports management. So then you studied that, and then you left, and you didn't do that anymore.
I never went into that career. I just chose that because at the time, you know, before I got into entrepreneurship, you know, I was going to college because, again, like I said, that's what everyone did. And so when you go to college, you got to pick a degree. And so I just chose sports management because it sounded cool and I like sports. And so that's what I did. And it's funny because I actually dropped out of college and I only had one semester left, and I dropped out and I moved to Mexico, and I lived in Mexico on a random, you know, spur of the moment trip for a couple months, and you know, tried to do some things down there. Didn't end up going the way I was hoping, so I moved back home, re-enrolled, finished college because I had one semester left, and then the rest is history, man. Never went back, and never really went into that career, or never had a job or anything like that.
That's great. So you never had a 9-to-5?
No. The only jobs I ever had, man, were in high school. You know, I worked at like some fast food places, and I worked at a wedding shop one time. And then the last job I had was right when I started, I pretty much quit. So I quit at 21, but the last job I had was working at a restaurant, and I did that for like a year, I think. And then I ended that at 21, and that's 21. It.
Okay. Dang. And so like when you first got into all of this entrepreneurship stuff, what did your parents think? You know, were they like, yo, like, were they open to it? Were they like, why aren't you taking the conventional path? What were your parents' reactions like?
No, yeah, they were really cool, man. My parents have always been like super supportive. You know, my mom was always all for it. My dad was definitely supportive, but at the same time, still a little bit more on the conservative side of things, always just kind of being like, yeah, you can do that, but just make sure that, you know, you do have some income, you do, you know, finish school. Like, you know, he was definitely more in that mindset. But he was definitely, you know, very supportive for sure, overall, which was cool. So,
okay. And then you said, for as far as Instagram, like, and how large is your network now? And why did you close down Invigorate? Why did that close down? And now is it mostly one man show? Like, you're the one really running this business, or you have teams and stuff?
So Well, you asked a couple different things there, but I guess with Invigorate, that was an agency that I had. There was four partners involved, and it was a great time, man. And we scaled up pretty large. We had at a high point, like over 250 clients that were paying monthly. And the reason why we decided to shut that down was because we were in the automation space of Instagram. So anyone that knows anything about Instagram, you know, they know that the automation space got hit pretty hard. So when we started, it was absolutely booming. We were getting great results, you know, bringing people on left and right. And then Instagram made some pretty rapid updates in a very short amount of time, and that really affected that industry. And so we, like, within the matter of like a week, we lost like 80% of our business. I mean, it was crazy. And so, you know, that happened. And then on top of that, there was some things going on, you know, on the behind the scenes of people that were, they were doing some shady stuff, and it just didn't end up working out. So we all kind of just decided to go our own way, man. You know, it just was one of those things where the passion and the desire to kind of continue on and rebuild and all that went away. And so all the founders, including myself, you know, we're getting pulled in different directions. And so we all kind of just agreed to go our own way and do our own thing. And so, yeah, that's how that ended. And that was, you know, that was, you know, it kind of went down last year, and then officially kind of, we decided to go our own ways at the beginning of this year. But, that was that business. And then in terms of the network, my network reaches about 100 million. So when I say that, it just means that I have direct relationships with, about 100 million followers worth of accounts. And so if you added up the following count of all the pages that I work with, that's what it reaches. But that's all within the motivational and, you know, business and investing markets. So if you add in all the other accounts that I just know of and work with and stuff, it's way bigger than that. But when I say that, it's just for that specific niche. And so, yeah, I think that answered both your questions.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, say, you know, I guess for, I think everyone feels like Instagram's at a, like, bottleneck, like it's stuck, you know, the algorithm, even if you post like 10 times a day, it doesn't mean you're growing, right? And so what do you suggest? I mean, obviously shout outs, like some people might not know what that is. Like what is a step-by-step process you take someone, you know, say starting from scratch to building an influencer? Like what are the steps you can kind of like lay it like briefly down that people need to have in mind, you know?
Yeah. So, I mean, if you're starting from scratch, you know, the very first step is figuring out like what your vision for the account is, right? Like what market are you in? What niche are you in? What's like your brand identity, right? Like, what are you trying to build? Is it a personal page around your personal life? Is your business incorporated? Are you a meme page, right? So you got to decide what you're doing. So that's number one, is like, what's the vision for your account? The question I always ask people is, it's like, you know, there's a billion users that log in every month. Why would any of them give you the time or day? Why would they follow you? Right. And so if you kind of answer that question, it's like, okay, well, I follow me because I have valuable content, right? I'm able to, you know, give more than I take, right? The account's really cool. There's always different answers, but it gets people thinking, you know, in a little bit of a different perspective. And so that's like the first thing. And then the second thing, the next step is, you know, setting up your account so that it's what I call optimized. And so you have, you know, I have actually an entire training, we call it a strategy session, where we break down your account and we work with you and we help you optimize your page. So some of those things that we do is we help you set up a winning bio that's, you know, captivating, and it tells your story in a short amount of, you know, words, obviously. We help people set up a content strategy. So you need to have an idea of, you know, what's your content going to be? And what's the strategy around it? Like, what are you doing? And one of the ways that I help people do that is we'll use like the themed idea, where like every column represents a different theme that's all tied to your overall vision of your page. So like, for example, my personal account, one column is a mixture of like tweets as well as my personal journey in life. And then one column is all my podcasts. And then one column is all just motivational content. So what that does is it creates clarity and structure for you as well as for other potential followers that are coming over. So we talk about that. So setting up your account is a really big thing. Your content, you know, the process is, your content's extremely important. You know, you want to win on Instagram today, you got to follow the trends, man. You know, like you can't just do your own thing anymore. Like you know, unfortunately you do have to kind of play the game. Right. And so like, for example, one of the things that's working really well right now is you're seeing these like cartoon graphics being made in the entrepreneur space. And, you know, that's just an example of something that's like when you post those, for whatever reason, the algorithm picks it up and it does really well. So following the trends and creating content to match those trends, it's still, and still having it connected to your brand and your vision, I think is a really important part. And then, you know, the last thing, man, would just be obviously like, where's, you know, the overall like reach of your account. You know, you want to get that up, right? You want to build the page, and there's various ways that you can do that. But you mentioned like shout outs, you know, that's just kind of one of the most common and more organic ways. And the whole idea of it is basically leveraging large brands within your niche market to promote on, you know. So if you're a business owner and you want to attract over business owners, then maybe you go and you pay for a shout out on a large account that would have a lot of, you know, business minded people that follow it, and they promote you and they drive traffic your way, kind of like a giant digital billboard in a sense, you know. So those are some of the things, man, some of the processes that people should, and what we do as well, follow in order to build a brand.
Yeah. And you help, and you know, obviously you said you do custom case by case. You know, like what, I guess just to give people an idea, like what are the price ranges for that? And, or is that, or so people have an idea of like, oh, this is how much it would cost to get my brand made if I didn't have anything, you know, or if I, or maybe they have something a little bit, but they just want to take it, you know, I know this is a huge range though. I don't know if you want to say it or not.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's fine, man. I mean, it depends, you know, it does depend. But generally speaking, like for me, and you can go other places and do cheaper things. It just, you're going to get different results, obviously. But for me, being that my, just to preference this, like my target market is not someone who's just starting out. That's not what I'm looking for. My target market is somebody who already is on the platform, has content going, has an idea of what they want, is a successful entrepreneur in real life, and is trying, clearly trying to portray that on Instagram, and they need help doing that. So when you have that frame of mind, you know, just keep that, understand that. So for me, my packages, you know, range from anywhere from on the low end, it's around like $2,000 a month, and then it scales up to a lot more than that too. But we do it, you know, we usually, how we set them up now is we try to create like 90-day game plans for people. I do offer like month to month, you know, again, it is, we can make anything customized, but you know, I really do like the idea of like a 90-day commitment because it allows me time to really help you scale and build a successful brand. But yeah.
Very cool. And yeah, you know, would you say there's a lot of, because like obviously what you've done, you know, like it's not conventional. Like you didn't go to college to learn this, right? And I don't know if you did.
No.
So, you know, I guess this is a highly desired skill set for sure. A lot of people want to build brands, and you know, only the people who have a lot of money, like you see, like Dan Lok, Grant Cardone, Gary Vee, they're the ones, you know, building these massive brands. But I think there's a huge need for people who, you know, there's still a lot more people who want to build a personal brand, right? And build a voice. They just don't know who could do that for them, right? And so, you know, what's the fastest you've been able to scale a brand, you know, maybe from under 5K? And then, you know, what's an example of like what's possible for people, right? If you know, they start working with you or something like that, like what's possible in terms of their growth and in terms of where they can end up. And obviously, the good thing, like the crazy thing about social media is that like, as you grow, and since you grow with targeted people, they're also going to be getting money from like, clients that they get on social media. So it really makes sense to grow your personal brand, because you're not only growing your personal influence, you're growing your, you know, your income, you know, you're getting more clients, and just if you have the right systems, then you can make way more than you invest into the social media. So,
yeah,
I mean, are there examples of like, hey, like we actually took this guy from here to, and I, yeah, there's obviously testimonials, but like some notable ones that you've, like for you that have been like, wow, that was a really great like case study, you know?
Yeah. So, I mean, we've helped, you know, again, it just depends on like the strategies and the methods that they want to use. Like I've mentioned, there's not just a one size fits all, you know, method on Instagram, but we've helped people grow, man, by, you know, over 100,000 followers in the matter of, you know, a couple weeks. And again, those are using more like viral strategies, you know, that, yeah. So anyways, we've done that. We've helped people grow, you know, by quite a bit, you know, whether it's a couple more targeted stuff, you know, tens of thousands, and then more like lower quality overall, like people, but still real, of course. But using things like viral giveaways, that kind of thing, you know, and you're familiar with those. Like, we've helped people grow by, like I said, over 100,000, you know, in a month. And so, yeah, I mean, the results kind of just depend, you know, with my like 90-day kind of more core packages and what we offer now, and what I try to like gear more people towards, you know, usually on the lower end, depending on the size of the package you want, you know, anywhere from like 20 to 30,000 over the course of 90 days. And then on the higher end, you know, you can easily grow over 200,000 in the course of 90 days. And so with what I have and what I offer, so you can do more than that. You know, if you wanted to customize things, like I said, it's kind of hard to like give exacts just because, like I mentioned, there's so many different variables that come into play.
For sure.
But yeah, you know, we definitely do help people scale very largely if they want to do that. So, yeah.
That's crazy. That's awesome. So yeah, we just talked about, you know, personal branding and where you think people will need it in like 5 to 10 years. Like, how important do you think that will be? And how important do you think Instagram will be as a platform for that? Because, you know, nowadays people don't ask you for what's your business card. They say like, what's your Instagram, right? And so, like, your Instagram is like the modern day business card, and they kind of your Instagram and see, okay, what does this person do? Like, what are they about, and how much clout do they have? You know, and people actually use that as a way to kind of like measure themselves in terms of status, in terms of who do you know, like who follows you, you know, kind of like, it's like Facebook, but then Instagram is cooler. I don't know why people gravitate towards that. It's just more visual, but yeah. And anything you want to say on that subject?
Yeah. I mean, I guess kind of seconding everything you just said. I mean, it's like, you just look at all that, you know, like if you're asking about in the future of where it'll be, I think it's just going to be, you know, even bigger, because you got to think like the generation that's below us, this is all they know, right? They grew up in a world where Instagram and Facebook and, you know, whatever are dominant players, you know, in their lives. Whereas like with us, you know, we were obviously a little bit older. Like for me, social media wasn't really like a big thing until I got like out of college, you know, or I mean, it was around when I was in like high school and college, but you really only had like YouTube and, you know, the beginning stages of Facebook, and Instagram launched when I graduated high school, but you know, it takes a couple years to catch some traction anyways. And so this generation below us is the first generation that grew up with it. And it's like, you know, a lot of these kids, man, like they're on Instagram, you know, before they can even walk, you know? And so it's part of their life. Right. And so at the end of the day, it's all about just where are the eyeballs, where's attention, you know? And it, if you position yourself in a way where you can capture some of that attention, you're going to win in the marketplace. You know, that's where it's what's going to happen. And so, you know, before it's like the attention was on TV commercials and radio commercials and billboards. And in today's world, although those are still there, social media brings a whole new element to it, because not only is there much more attention on social media than traditional ways of advertising, but the cool thing with social media is that you can build a consistent audience that's always seeing your stuff. It's not like you pay one time and you're on a commercial and then it's gone. You know, like it's your brand that you have, in a sense, control of. I mean, obviously, I know the big tech is out there, you know, limiting that a lot, which is kind of sucky. But still, I mean, you still do have a large following of people that you can do a lot with, man. You can, you know, drive them to an email list, a texting list, you know, get them to watch your YouTube videos and your Facebook posts. I mean, so many different things you can do. And so, you know, just on the concept of social media and followers as the new currency, I really do believe that, because at the end of the day, man, like being an influencer, you know, that quote and that phrase has been overused now, unfortunately. I used to think it was really cool, but, you know, really what that means, dude, is that you have power. I mean, that's what it is. It's just like money. Like, money is power. It's not good or bad. It's the person that has the money that makes it good or bad. Right. Mm-hmm. And so it's the same concept, I believe, with social media. If you have a lot of followers, if you have a big brand, you have power. You're able to reach a lot of people. You have influence over a lot of lives. And so what you do with that is going to determine, you know, the outcome for your life and for those people's lives. And so, yes, I do think that it's only growing. I think it's only getting, you know, bigger and bigger. And I definitely do think it's, you know, something that should be taken serious, you know, for anybody that wants to build a business in the future.
Sure, for sure. Yeah, I think nowadays, it's like, if you have 10,000 followers back then, it's like, yo, that's like a stadium. You know what I mean? Like, that's like a lot of people. But then nowadays, 10,000 followers, just like, oh, like that's nothing, you know? So
yeah,
I feel like people's perspective is so different too. And it's like, oh, you don't have what, at least 10,000 or 100,000 followers, and like, you're nothing, you know? So it's kind of crazy. It's like, how many of them do you really know? And how many of them are real, I guess, at the end of the day. But
right.
You know, and then there's people who have like tens of millions of followers and make billions of dollars, like Kylie Jenner, right? She's the youngest billionaire because of her social media.
Yeah.
And influence, right? So.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Pretty insane. And do you see like converting pretty well from social media for like sales and stuff? Like, how well do sales convert and stuff like that? I mean, obviously a lot of people are selling. What do you think will be, well, like, I mean, obviously, yeah, selling is via social media is definitely happening, but what do you think will be the future of selling on social media? Cause you know how they have tags and stuff on products already. Like, what do you
think? Yeah. So I was going to say, I think the future of it is, we're already kind of seeing it. It's that these social media platforms also become, you know, digital stores. It's like you go to Amazon to buy something and that's it. You know, like, you're not on Amazon to like hang out. I think what's going to happen is these brands, which again, you're already seeing this, but I think it hasn't become like a cultural norm yet, but like, people will go to Instagram to not only go check out their favorite influencers and brands and posts and stuff, but they'll also go there to buy something. I think they will literally go there and be like, you know, hey, I want to get some new shoes today. I'm going to go to Nike's Instagram and I'm going to go buy some right there. Right. So I think it'll become more of an accessible marketplace, you know, for like future generations, you know, as we go on. I definitely think that could happen.
Okay. Yeah. Cause nowadays it's like, you could see a post and you could tap on the post and you see the product or the price and you can click it and it takes you to that and you can buy it right there. You know, it's kind of
right. Yeah. That's what I mean. You're already kind of seeing it, you know, and I think they'll develop that more, you know. I mean, you're even with like Facebook Marketplace, you know, like that's another, it's just getting people in the habit of like going there to buy things. And so I think, you know, they're just going to incorporate that more and more. And it'll become like storefronts, you know, online storefronts that people will go to purchase things.
Yeah. And even Amazon, I don't know if you've seen Amazon, they have like an influencer marketplace thing. So they have something where influencers can build their own store almost.
Yeah. My wife has that. Absolutely killing it. Yeah. Hey. Just smashing it with Amazon right now.
How much, what's the percentage they give you off that? And do you just create your own, like, do they give you a template of the website that it'll look like and you just put products on there?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't done it myself, so I'm not 100% sure but I mean, it's just, yeah, it's like a little like store that they already, you add your, you know, that products that you want from Amazon to it and you can categorize them and stuff. And then, I don't know, they don't tell you the exact, percentage that you get. It's really, really low at first. Like, it's only like 5% or something like that. But as you like grow in the program, they like rank you up so you can actually earn more and more as you sell more.
More and more through that. Okay.
Yeah. And what's cool about it too is that it's not just on like, the beautiful thing with Amazon is that when people are on Amazon, naturally they're going to buy other things and you get commission on everything. So if they come to your store because they're buying Nike shoes and then they decide they want to buy some Apple AirPods on the same store, well, you still get paid for that even though you're not selling those.
But they need to buy it if it's listed on your store. If it's not listed on your store.
No, it doesn't. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't need to be listed on your store. Your store is just the access point. So if they go through, if they click on your link and they buy something from your Amazon store, but then they just go to Amazon, like they just leave your store and they just go on Amazon and they type in something completely different that's not in your store that you're not even promoting and they buy it, you still get commission for that because it's cookied to you.
Oh, wow. Interesting. I didn't know that. That's pretty cool. And so, you know, the best way you think to monetize social, like, what are the different ways you can monetize social media? Cause I know One is you could get clients. You know, another one is you could do shout outs. You know, what do you think is the best way, or affiliates, you know, what do you think is the best way to monetize really?
So I don't really think there's a best way. I think that just that's completely dependent on you and what you're doing. You know, I think it just depends. You know, there are various ways, like you mentioned, some of them. You can create your own products, you can launch digital products, you can do courses and funnels. If you're big enough, you can sell shout outs, you can collaborate with brands. You know, you can leverage other brands to promote stuff. You can promote, you know, webinars and sales things and, you know, collect leads and call the leads yourself. I mean, there's so many different things you can do. So there's not really a best way. There's just various ways, you know, but I think no matter what, all of the ways do require one of two things: either you leveraging other brands, so you're paying people to promote for you, or you're building your own brand where you can promote yourself. And so those two things are never going to go away. It's just, you know, what you're promoting towards and how you're doing it. Those are factors that just change, you know, depending on what you're selling and what industry you're in and what you're trying to do. Personally, what I think is best is, you know, doing obviously anything digital. So selling, you know, eBooks and courses and programs and affiliate offers, all that stuff is really good. It's easy access. It's easy to do. You know, doing like physical products can definitely be a little bit more of a challenge. I think doing the whole funnel thing is really good too. You know, having like a front end free offer that leads to like a small upsell, that leads to like a, you know, bigger upsell, and then like a really big upsell, the whole kind of Russell Brunson, funnel, I think is also a really, you see a lot of people crush it with that, because you're taking cold traffic and you're driving them through, you know, a funnel, versus just if you take cold traffic and you throw $1,000 offer to them, that's not going to work, you know? So, okay. Hopefully that answers that question.
Yeah, for sure. I just think that there's so many people who are just kind of lost on social media. I feel the majority of people don't know how to use social media. So it's important that they learn just how to utilize it. You know what I mean? Start posting, start using different features. But I feel like a lot of people are stuck in fear of like, yo, like I'm going to look like a fool, or like, I don't know what, you know, like even if I post, it's not going to do anything. So most people are just consumers. But what I want to do is create creators, you know, like have people be creators. I think that's what Instagram wants too. And that's why they're going to get rid of the like feature, because they're like, yo, it's not about the likes. It's about just being a creator and like putting content that you love, that you think is valuable to the world out there, and just start creating, you know? And I think people get so caught up with the likes and the status thing that they're just like, if I'm not going to get 1,000 likes on this post, then I'm just going to delete it, or I'm going to like, you know what I mean? Like it just becomes so much more about like superficial things that it's just people are afraid to create content. And it's like, I just feel like there's so much people can offer, but they just let that limit them. But it'd be good to see more of that for sure. Like content.
Yeah, I agree.
So, how about yourself? Are you planning to grow your personal page? Like, is that your goal? Is that something you plan on doing, or is it more of just?
Yeah, I mean, Vision Wall is my personal. That is my personal page. It's called Vision Wall. I rebranded it. It used to be a motivational page, but about 2 years ago, I rebranded it to my personal page. And so, nice. So it's been growing, you know, and been posting, posting my life on there. That's kind of the point of it.
Yeah, I remember back then when you had Vision Wall, I think, I remember back in the day you had that, and then the Success Club and all these other pages. I know some of them, you acquired them and stuff too. So it's just kind of crazy to see that, like, and people, I guess, don't even know what that's like, what it means to acquire a page. Like, what does that even mean? You know, it's kind of crazy, but okay. That's pretty cool. And so you're pretty deep in that niche, not really any other niches besides business entrepreneurship.
Yeah. I mean, pretty much, man. Some of the services that I sell, I have relationships with other pages, like, you know, kind of like what you do as well, where there are more like meme pages, comedy pages, you know, and they'll grow accounts. But, those are like partners. I don't personally do anything with that. That's just people that I work with or outsource to help people grow. But yeah.
All right. Awesome. Awesome. And so, so yeah, man, where can people stay in touch with our, and before, so where can people stay in touch with you? And I'll ask a last
question. Yeah, you can just go to Vision Wall, honestly, at Vision Wall, one word. And my email's there. You can DM me, you know, whatever. You can connect me through the Success Club as well if you want. But yeah, that's my main page, my main brand that kind of connects to everything.
Okay, awesome. And if you could go back in time and tell like your younger self something that, you know, maybe like when you were lost, because I'm sure you never imagined yourself doing what you're doing today, like kind of how I never thought I'd be doing what I'm doing either. And it's, you know, for me, I'm still figuring things out, and I'm sure you are too. But, it's,
yeah,
you know, what would be a piece of advice you'd give to those? Because I'm sure a lot of people have, you know, they're kind of like you, right? Like they're not happy where they're at. They can't see themselves in the 9 to 5, whatever, but then they don't know what to do. You know, like they don't know what to pursue or what to search after. And so like, what would be something you would tell them or to your younger self? Especially nowadays, I feel more and more kids are realizing, hey, like, I don't really want to do the traditional route. I don't really want to do what everyone else is doing. But then at the same time, they don't know what to do. You know what I mean? Because there's so many options, so many different things. And so, you know, thankfully you got into health and wellness sales. It kind of led one thing led to another, but what would be something you would say to those who want to do something with their life, but they're just not sure what to do or where to go? You know what I mean?
So, yeah, I mean, I would say the biggest thing is, you know, nowadays with the internet, there's endless opportunities. You know, I've heard a phrase before. There's over a million ways to make $1 million, you know? And so there's not just like a one route or one thing. And so with that understanding, I think what's important is going and discovering what those different options are and then researching them to a point of, you know, realizing if it's something that excites you and interests you enough to dedicate yourself to it. Because obviously there's no easy path. I mean, no matter what you do, it's going to require consistency and work, and you're going to have failures, right? So you got to really love what you're doing. And so I would say, you know, to go back, you know, or for someone who's just starting, it's like, you know, go look at different industries, go take 10 different things, go look at drop shipping, look at social media marketing and digital marketing and ads and, you know, e-commerce of different kind of different sorts, you know, Amazon and like Airbnb automation, like all the real estate, right? Look at all these different industries, network marketing, like look at all these industries, research them, go watch a 20-minute YouTube video of someone that's crushing it in that industry that gives you a little basic understanding of what it is. And then just do your own research and really look at them and be like, okay, what are the skill sets that I have to learn to really crush it in this industry? And what I enjoy doing those things, right? Are those things that I would want to do every day? And could I do them every day? And then from there, you know, pick one and then run with it and dedicate yourself to it, you know, at least for like 90 days to really get a good feel of if it's something that you enjoy doing or not. So that's what I would say, man. I think that's a really good piece of advice. I actually just said that to someone close to me who like lost their job that wanted to get into entrepreneurship. And that's kind of what I told them. I'm like, listen, man, there's so many things you can do. And the reality is all of them just require a new skill set. You know, it's not just because you're good at, you know, drop shipping and you're making $1 million doing drop shipping, it doesn't mean that you're any different than me, other than the fact that you have, number one, learned that skill set, and number two, dedicated the proper time and energy and money into it. So if you understand that, then it's like, go look at all those different industries that are available today and understand what they are, research what they are, pick one that excites you, learn what you need to do in order to crush it. And you can do that by getting a program, a course, you know, mastermind, a mentor, whatever, and then dedicate yourself to it, you know, for a period of time and see if it's something you want to do. So that's what I'd probably say, man.
Okay. So go and explore and try different things and see what you like, what you get. Pretty much. Awesome.
Yeah, man.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, yeah, man, I just want to thank you, Alex, for hopping on and just sharing what you know. And you're 28. I'm the same age, so that's pretty awesome. But you're killing it.
Oh, cool.
And you're actually, yeah, you're 92, right? 92.
92. Yep.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah, just so people can connect with you. You have an ebook as well, so that's pretty cool. And they could check that out at Vision Wall on Instagram. So cool. Thanks for helping.
Sweet. Yeah, man. Likewise. Thank you.